Good morning. We would like to open with two prayers. The first one comes from the native tradition of the Cheyenne, and it's a prayer of peace. Let us know peace, for as long as the moon shall rise, for as long as the rivers shall flow, for as long as the sun shall shine, for as long as the grass shall grow, let us know peace. And from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the God and Father, God the Father, through him.
Good morning, and welcome today to our chapel on Standing Rock and Climate Justice. I thank you for being here today. I hope the video helped you understand the tone and atmosphere of the water protector camps in Standing Rock, North Dakota. I hope the scripture helped you see a Christian faith perspective into this issue. I hope the native prayer let you see even more from their point of view. I hope now to continue and deepen this understanding. Last April in Standing Rock, North Dakota, the Standing Rock Sioux tribe began what one day will be remembered as the beginning of putting planet, people, and peace before profit. What started as one mother hoping just to protect her son's grave from the destruction of an oil pipeline became a national event and a beginning of a national movement. It awoke this country to the plight that the native people have been dealing with for centuries. It awoke this country to the danger of building more and more pipelines, but most of all, it awoke this country to the powerful power of peaceful, prayerful resistance rooted in love. For months, over 300 Native American tribes, including all seven Sioux tribes, the first gathering of all seven since the Battle of Little Bighorn in 1876, gathered in Standing Rock, North Dakota, with countless others of religious and cultural backgrounds. They gathered to stand up for water and peace and to stand against the Dakota Access Pipeline. The Dakota Access Pipeline was supposed to run under their water supply, Lake Oahe, and through their native burial grounds. And all across the nation, communities joined with them in prayer from Harrisonburg to Seattle to DC to Boston and around this globe. And we stood with Standing Rock. And we resisted the construction through prayerful and nonviolent demonstration. And then on December 5th, 2016, when thousands of veterans had descended upon the camps to protect the water protectors from the law enforcement working against them, the final easement was denied. The camps erupted into choruses of joy. The Standing Rock Sioux and the water protectors had won, at least temporarily. As Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that." Unfortunately, our country is marred by violence and hatred, yet the Standing Rock Sioux chose to act differently. They chose to stick to their native ways and resist through prayer and peace. They chose to love instead of hate. The movement in Standing Rock, North Dakota, showed us what love can do. As has been the theme for many chapels this year, Standing Rock was grounded in love. They chose not to return the violence of tear gas, dog attacks, water cannons, and countless other torture methods with violence. Instead, they returned it with prayer and peace. They even at one point chose to prepare meals for the law enforcement that was working directly against them. They chose to love. But now we stand in a time marked with uncertainty. Our Native communities, our LGBTQ communities, our African American communities, our Muslim communities, our Latino communities, and countless others are living in fear. And the Standing Rock Sioux lost everything they had fought for just last Tuesday. But I can guarantee you one thing today, that they will not respond any differently than they before. I can guarantee you that they will continue to resist with prayer and peace. They will continue to fight injustice with prayer and peace. They will continue to live their lives around prayer and peace. And that is my hope for our campus, country, and world, that in these dark times we look upon the examples that the Standing Rock Sioux and Martin Luther King Jr. gave us about the power of love, that we will choose to live in prayer and peace with ourselves and our neighbors, that we will live in prayer and peace, and that love will remain above all else, and that what came to be in Standing Rock, an intentional, loving community, will take this country over like a wildfire. We now ask you to join with us in song, as was common at our vigils and even more common in the camps at Standing Rock. Song is a powerful tool of prayer, and I hope today it will be like it was there in Standing Rock.
Please take your purple book and turn with me to number 121, Nothing is Lost on the Breath of God. Take your blue book and turn to number 420 and please stand.
Be I'm going to start with a short passage from the essay entitled Faith Works by Jim Wallace. Today, I see a new kind of activist emerging. Not one who is angry or burned out, but one whose belief that things can be different goes deeper than a passing optimism. We've had plenty of very sophisticated analysis of what's wrong with the world, much of it quite helpful. But what's often been missing is the vision to help people connect the desire to change their lives with a commitment to change their communities. That vision will likely be rooted in moral and spiritual values. As a nation, as a church, as a school, and as a generation, we are at a crossroads. The choices we make in the next months and years will shape the future in ways that we cannot begin to fully understand. As we stand at this fork in the road, it only makes sense to reflect on that road we have taken to arrive at this spot and ask ourselves, is this really the road I want to walk? Just how straight and narrow is the road I took to get here? Like Wallace, I see a new type of activism emerging out of this journey. As we continue navigating the uncharted waters of climate justice, relational and spiritual commitment will become an essential part of moving forward. Even now, communities are banding together all over the country as the realization spreads that this is not something that any individual can tackle alone. Indeed, in times like these, we must all hang together, or we will assuredly hang separately. I think Wallace is absolutely correct when he talks about a belief that goes deeper than a passing optimism. The hope that we carry with us must be grounded in the love and compassion of faith. I've been instructed to talk about what now. So, where do we go from here? We must move to a place of deeper engagement with our community, with our God, with our friends, with our enemies, with ourselves, and with our planet. We move to hold each other accountable for the hard-to-see impacts of our actions. We commit to being the hands and feet of God in a world that needs his justice now. Not 10 years from now, not next year, but now. We commit ourselves to each other and to letting the love of Christ shine through everything that we do. One of the ways we, as a group, are making this commitment is with the creation of the Climate Change Prevention Pledge. The Climate Change Prevention Pledge is a document that we have put together that has a list of small and large things that each of us can do to change our lives. And you can find more information about that at lunchtime. Austin and I will be there this lunch and at lunches all next week. It is by no means a perfect tool, but it is the first step forward in what we see as the fundamental and necessary journey of community commitment. I invite you to join with us to review your day-to-day actions, look deeply within yourself, and discern about the little ways your life can change, which might, in big ways, change the lives of others. This is the commitment we, as a coalition, will hold ourselves accountable to. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Where do we go from here? We have only one choice. We must move forward, together, with the light of the world guiding our footsteps.
At our vigils last year, we ended every vigil with prayer, and I want to continue this chapel together with native prayers. I think they speak truly to the mission and the values that the Standing Rock Sioux stood for. And I hope that when you listen and read these prayers, that you'll think about what it means for you, what it means going forward, and what it means for this community. They are very deeply and very profoundly prophetic on what is next for our nation and for our world. So join with me now. Beginnings, fresh and clean, part of the sacred wheel. Each morning is a new opportunity to share our love, our souls, and spirits with those who choose to walk this path along with us, to learn the lessons of the wheel and grow closer to the one who created all. Each day, fresh and unblemished, clean and pure, look around rejoice in new beginning. The sun rises again. Our hearts beat within our bodies. We draw fresh breath and re-enter the world. Set aside the pain of past days. Each day begins afresh. Build upon the past, its lessons and joys. Be strengthened by the love within. Reach out in love to those around us. For each day, gift given but once. Mother, sing me a song that will ease my pain. Mend broken bones, bring wholeness again. Catch my babies when they are born. Sing my death song, teach me how to mourn. Show me the medicine of the healing herbs, the value of spirit, the way I can serve. Mother, heal my heart so that I can see the gifts of yours that can live through me. Give us the wisdom to teach our children to love, to respect, to be kind to one another, that we may grow with peace in mind. Thank you.
I invite you, as Harrison invited us, to look deep within ourselves and to take just a moment to reflect on what it is we might be invited to this day, how we might be invited to join in prayer and love. God, we thank you for your creation of heaven and earth. Help us to care for it and those who are a part of it. Amen.